The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
America, we've had a tough year. We have really had a tough year. California, hell has now arrived in California. 22 wildfires have sprung up all over the state, scorching everything in their path. As of this morning, 23 people have been killed and 300 people are missing. Despite the numerous earthquakes this state has seen, this may end up being the worst natural disaster in California history. 170,000 acres of land and over 3,500 buildings have already been destroyed, and this has zero containment. 20,000 people have been evacuated. Thousands have lost their power. Napa Valley has taken the worst of it. The images are straight apocalyptic. Entire communities have been wiped off the map. Neighborhoods near Santa Rosa look like World War II pictures of Stalingrad or Hiroshima. Rivers of wine are boiling as they leak out of scorched vineyards. Many residents are in the worst hit areas that never even knew the fires were sweeping down on them. They had no idea until the last minute. All was quiet until the shouts of frantic neighbors jarred people awake and out of their homes. As they walked out into their front yard, the sound of smoke detectors could be heard from nearby communities. Horns from cars added to the chaos as families sped down the roads in desperation. There wasn't any warning? No. The answer is no. Why? Well, for one, the cell towers are being wiped out, and the fires and the landlines are all being destroyed by these fires. So you're not able to make a phone call. The area had access to the federal wireless emergency alert system, but it's unclear now at this point if authorities even used it. And if so, why didn't people receive anything? San Jose, believe it or not, has had this problem before. Just a few months ago, the city got nailed for not warning the public of destructive floodwaters. And a report found that there was a general lack of institutional knowledge on how to use the wireless emergency alert system. So wait, how much did they pay for it? And nobody around knows how to use it? Lives are at stake, and those in charge didn't know what to do. May I ask how this is possible in Silicon Valley? The government is in charge. That's why the tech community needs to come together and ensure this doesn't happen again, because the local government is a joke. They usually are. They're not getting it done. A cold front is now blowing in this morning, creating winds that will keep these fires moving fast. Again, zero containment. The carnage is expected to last at least until Saturday. Whew, America, it's been a hard year, hasn't it? From the hurricanes, one after another, to massive floodwaters, to drought, and now this. But you know what? It's given us a chance to come together. It's given us a chance to put things into perspective and find out what really matters. And who we really are. And who our neighbor, how we really feel about our neighbor. May I ask if you would like to help your fellow man? Go to mercury1.org now. Donate on the front page. We are aiding the first responders now, trying to get them the supplies that they need. and we need your help at mercuryone.org. If you don't have a widow's mite, that's cool. Send your prayers towards California today.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.